A new report has revealed Australia's second biggest oil and gas company, Santos, has contributed to quadrupled gas prices on the East Coast. The research conducted by Market Forces found the company's fossil fuel expansion strategy is at odds with the Paris Agreement, and several financial institutions are funding the projects. The Beetaloo Basin project is allegedly going ahead despite opposition from the community. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan started asking head of research at Market Forces, Kyle Robertson, what the report entails.
So following the creation of the Queensland gas export industry about 10 years ago, gas prices on Australia's east coast have skyrocketed with a near quadrupling in average prices over the last decade. And that's despite the fact that Australia is producing record amounts of gas, but over 80% of it is being sent overseas as exports by companies like Santos. And Santos in particular has been a major contributor to this issue, and the decisions it's made really captures the core of the problem. So Santos's Gladstone LNG export terminal was built to be twice the size it was originally planned to be, and a large portion of the gas reserves it thought it would have access to feed its export businesses turned out to be too difficult to recover. So its solution has been to siphon gas from Australia's domestic market to meet its long-term supply obligations to overseas buyers. In the report, we highlight that since 2017, Santos's Gladstone project has drained 8 times the amount of gas that all Australian households combined use in an entire year.
So according to the report, I mean, besides tax issues with Santos, what other implications are they doing?
So fundamentally, Santos is pursuing a really aggressive oil and gas expansion strategy that's at odds with the goals of the Paris Agreement, which the world agreed over a decade ago was necessary to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. And despite those conclusions from the world's leading scientific and energy bodies, Santos is still planning to bulldoze ahead with new developments. And that includes a mega new gas project in Papua New Guinea and a giant new gas fracking development in the Northern Territory, which is the Beetaloo Basin. And Santos is hoping that will fuel its export business for decades to come. And that strategy has seen Santos embroiled in a series of human rights and environmental controversies, with farmers, traditional owners, filing human rights complaints against Santos's financiers and opposing Santos's projects. And there's been a series of environmental scandals as well, including a major leak of the potent greenhouse gas methane from one of its LNG export facilities in Darwin.
And how are the banks and financial institutions contributing to this gas issue in the East Coast?
So both major international and domestic banks are huge financiers of Santos. They currently have over $4 billion in lending exposure to the company, with ANZ and Westpac coming out as Australia's top lenders. And the Japanese mega banks, which are Mizuho, MUFG and SMBC, are unsurprisingly accounting for 3 out of Santos's top 4 lenders. And that's because Japan is a major financial backer of Australia's LNG export industry. But Australia's super funds also have over $5.5 billion invested directly in Santos, with Australian Retirement Trust coming out on top. And many Australians might not realise that their bank or super fund is actually financing the operations of this company, but it's really important for all those who care about climate change to understand what their financial institutions are doing and the kinds of activities they're enabling to happen.
You mentioned earlier as well about different projects that Santos is participating with fracking in the Beetaloo project. Could you please expand a little bit more about what are some of the consequences for the area of the Beetaloo project with fracking and, you know, with the project overall?
Well, there's serious concerns with fracking, which is a practice that has been banned in several countries around the world because of its environmental and health impacts on human populations as well as the surrounding environment. There's risk to groundwater in the Northern Territory from fracking, which could potentially pollute waterways that are essential for agriculture. But there's also risk to ancient springs that hold significant meaning for traditional owners. So the environmental and social consequences of fracking in the Beetaloo Basin are pronounced. But potentially what is the biggest is the fact that this project is going to release over 1 billion tonnes of emissions if it reaches full-scale production, which is over 2 times what Australia produces in an entire year.
And what's Market Forces doing on behalf of these concerned communities you mentioned earlier, you know, in front of Parliament House or within their communities as well?
So Market Forces, as well as other civil society organisations, have been working closely with impacted community members in Papua New Guinea for a number of years now to really raise the concerns about this giant new gas project that Santos and other major gas companies are also pursuing, because the impacts on their surrounding environment, which really underpins their livelihood, is going to be significant. And there's potential for waste from the project to pollute river systems. And because of this, locals in the area are really concerned, and they want to bring their concerns from Papua New Guinea to Australia and raise it directly with the company, which is Santos, as well as its financiers, such as the super funds and the banks.
That was Kyle Robertson from Market Forces, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.